Good morning. It's 8:44 a.m. on October 30th. Just check to make sure my plug is all the way in. And I'm talking kind of slow today. I'm not moving very fast, and I'm not thinking very fast. Yesterday was a very missing kind of day. I did not have time to do the podcast in the morning. I did get up early, but I couldn't get out early. And as a result, I was in the dentist chair when I would normally be talking. So yeah, add that the cocktail of pharmaceuticals that I ingested yesterday morning, and you'll understand perhaps. I'm not moving, I'm not thinking, I'm not doing anything today. This is unfortunate. But I am just feeling like I've been drugged through a knothole. I'm not in pain, which is a good thing. That's a part that's a plus. And, I'm not drugged anymore. Oh my God, 19 minutes and 23 seconds for the first mile. I'm not moving very fast today, am I? Try to pick up the pace a bit. Nothing really happened yesterday that I'm aware of, other than, I guess, we got the storm come ashore, or nearly come ashore, or beat the hell out of the East Coast for a while. As far as I know, it's still beating the hell out of the East Coast. I saw some of the coverage this morning, but not a lot. I really don't like watching television, because by the time you get hooked in a story, it's in the middle of a commercial. So, yeah, I don't know. But yesterday was also a post called Going It Alone on amwriting.org. It was my first guest post of the new blog setup. I hope it was a cogent piece. I had one comment that was sort of made me think that they didn't actually read the piece, but that's okay. And the SF Signal podcast with John Stith, Connie Willis, Sherry Priest, and I, and me, got released yesterday. So if you're looking for something to listen to, I think I retweeted it yesterday. I'm not sure if I retweeted it this morning, but that was a fun time. It was a good panel, and I liked the way Patrick Hester took it. It was very cool. So there's that. I'm bundled up like it's 20 degrees out here. That must be almost 40. Undo my coat, let some air in. Oh. My head, my teeth don't hurt, but I've got a serious backache. Trying to get it to loosen up here this morning. I may have to sleep more today. I came home yesterday afternoon and I did not sleep. I just sort of went into a vegetative state in front of my keyboard. I've been walking along in a semi-vegetative state this morning, actually. Here comes a couple of big trucks. Moving day. And if that's not enough, I got a street cleaner. Wow. Well, that'll wake you up. No, not really. It just sort of blocked my ears. Oh. Cars and trucks and crap. All kinds of stuff moving this morning. Must be the hour. Yeah. So today what I need to try to do is finish preparing Ravenwood. Although Rob sent me back another file of changes for Ravenwood this morning. So before I go any further breaking it down, I suppose I need to go incorporate those changes. I haven't started on Zephyr's call yet. Putting that into the proper format. Adding the graphical elements. I need to get a check out to Sky and Telescope for the rights for the charts that I want to use. And I did not, over the weekend, renew my registration. So I hope I can do that online this morning. I'll have 30 days to get the tags, but I hope it'll go through today. I hate waiting for the last minute to deal with this stuff. Unfortunately, I did. So we've got today and tomorrow. I suppose I could take a ride up to DMV. I think I can renew them in person. But it would be time spent waiting in line when I really don't need to. Yep, I really did not need the parka or the hood today. It's allegedly 30 something, but it feels more like 50 something. But I'm walking. I'm walking and I'm talking. I had my day off yesterday. So we'll see how this works. Anyway, I gotta get those two books put to bed. I gotta get the latest round of changes for quarter share put in. Now the pain in that is that the book has already been broken down into chapters. So I have to edit the master file and then re-break the chapters. Now luckily I only have to break them once and I can duplicate them for all of the publications that need the chapter set up. I need to look to see how many changes there are. It might be easier if there's only a few. One of the issues has to do with the word cleanup that apparently I talked about but then neglected to incorporate, which wouldn't be too surprising given my current state of mind. Had a conversation yesterday about the Oxford comma, the Cyril comma, and yes, I know that it's considered to be bad form to use it unless you need to for clarity, and for me, I need to for clarity, always. So there is that. I know a lot of people see it as incorrect. The reality is, it's optional. And since it's optional, my choice is to always use it. So, yeah, I'm afraid I put a lot of people through too much effort to tell me about the commas that I'm not going to take out. Because it's not a mistake that they're there to begin with. Apparently in British English and variations thereof, the comma has been deemed incorrect. So we have that issue, and that at least one of my reviewers is Australian and uses an English variant. And he does a really good job of translating from American to Aussie and back again. I gotta say, there's only these odd occasions where the translation doesn't happen cleanly because of the ambiguity in American English. To say nothing of the ambiguity in fiction. It's one of the things that I'm noticing is I'm highly ambiguous in terms of usage. And a lot of times that gets construed as inconsistency, when the reality is, if you think about how people talk, a lot of things that they say are ambiguous. A lot of things that people, phrases that people use are not exactly correct. They're not exactly the way the phrase actually reads, but they're the things that people actually say. So it's kind of a problem. The one that comes immediately to mind is I could care less. When you really should be saying I could not care less. Because, of course, if you could care less, then why don't you? If you could care less, then why don't you do something about it? The other side of that is that I could not care less is I really could not care one way or the other. You can take it and tuck it. I don't really care. As long as you don't tuck it in me. So there's that. It's an interesting dilemma for people who are trying to do copy editing, for people who are trying to proofread. Is that what they meant, or is that a typo? I mean, it's easy enough to determine what the correct, which version of there, or which word to. It's less easy to interpret things that are used purposefully incorrectly, because the intent of purposeful is not easily construed. I do that in Zephyrus Call when Tanith breaks her arm and she slurs because Amber or Sadie, and I forget which one now, but probably Sadie, poured her full of rum. And after a few minutes, it gets hard for her to say words like banjes. Banjes. Because there's too much mouth involved in trying to say banjes when your mouth doesn't work quite right. And all of the proofreaders who read the draft complained about that with the notation, well, I know what it means, but it looks like a typo. It's like, that's a question mark. That's a tough one. That's very hard. Because, yeah, there are a lot of people who will pounce on that as a typo. There are a lot of people who will, self-pub. Of course it's a typo. It's got to be a typo. Couldn't possibly have meant to do that on purpose. When the reality is, there's plenty of typos that I didn't mean to do on purpose. That's just not one of them. So I think I did make a change so that she started hashing her S's before that word shows up, to try to defuse that. I did not change the word. I left the word, but tried to make sure that it was clear from the context what was happening. We'll see whether or not I'm successful. I'm almost home. Which is a good thing, because I'm ready to sit. I need something to drink. I'm quite dehydrated today. I don't think I drank enough yesterday. Well, I know I didn't drink enough yesterday. I didn't eat very much of anything either. I had toast for breakfast, and not even all of that, because I was late. And then missed lunch because my mouth was completely numb. And then supper was leftover pizza, which I had too much of, but given that it was really the only meal I had all day, don't feel too bad about having one extra slice. Here I am. I made it. Back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll try to be more lively when I talk to you then.